105.7 KOZZ Reno's Classic Rock. I am here with our old friend, Rob Halford. Rob, how are you?
Hey, Max. Hey, everybody. Good to be with you guys again.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, the history that we have together, the things that we've gone through, it's nice to be together again at this moment, looking forward to another Judas Priest show, and enjoying such an amazing album, Firepower. What a great record.
Max, thank you so much. We're having the time of our lives right now with Firepower as we come around the great United States of America. Couldn't be happier, man. It's just the best feeling in the world. We're on top of the game, so to speak, with the way we're pouring out the metal from the stage to our glorious heavy metal maniacs that have been supporting us so strongly. We can't wait to see you guys and do it again and reconnect one more time.
Well, there's so many great records. I do enjoy the way the album ends with Sea of Red, but I picked No Surrender right off first listen. I said, that's your song right there, No Surrender. It's got everything a Judas Priest song has that you know and love. And Firepower, I got to tell you, when it came out, we were in Best Buy looking around just to see the new album. And I had already had it, but I was they had the hot new releases, the big display of the hot news. And Judas Priest was completely sold out. They had sold every single one of them from their first order, just gone. I'm like, well, this is a good sign. The fans are livid.
Man, it makes my heart roar when I hear you say those beautiful words. Max, thank you to everybody that picked a copy of the Firepower album up. I tell you what's cool about that, Max, is the determination of our metalheads to keep that side of what we do in the physical format so strong. You know, you can't beat holding the CD or the vinyl.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's like holding a piece of the band in your hands, you know. And
yes.
And you have that in your collection, and you look at all your collection of Priests and your heavy metal and all, and it's all, you know, laid out, and you look at a record, and you think of a song, you think of a show that you went to, you think of your buddies that you went to, you had a bit of a beer party before you went and saw the band. It's all these things wrapped up, and you have the physical CD in your possession. So we thank everybody for supporting that side of what we do with our music.
We're here with Rob Halford. We're talking to the man who can, has, and will again. Now, Rob, I've known for one of your big heroes was always Freddie Mercury. Are you excited about the Queen movie that's going to drop here, going to be released in November?
You know, I can't wait to see it, Max. Yeah, I still am. You know, before I go on stage, I always blast my icon, Ronnie James Dio. I always listen to some Ronnie.
Yeah.
I listen to some Freddie. I listen to some Motorhead. You know, I get psyched up for what I'm about to go do. And so, yeah, from what I understand, this biopic is has turned out to be something very, very exciting and very engaging, very true to the facts. So I can't wait to get to see that, Matt.
One time I was hanging out with Ronnie, and he was a mentor. He was like my Uncle Ron. And he was recording here in town, his Lock Up the Wolves album. And an interviewer had asked him, where does that voice come from? And Ronnie says, my big toenail. And in that pass, what he said was, there's more talent in my toenail than a dozen other singers, you know? He was so crafty that way. We're here with Rob Halford now. The show's coming up. It's going to be at the Toyota Amphitheater, which is just north of Sacramento. It's going to be here before you. And two of the great all-time, I mean, you know, two of my favorite records. If my people say, what's your top 10? Well, British Steel and Machine Head are in my top 10. Those are the two. And, you know, the British metal greats are coming this way. So everybody, get in your cars, trucks, boats, and planes and head on down there. Now, tickets, we've given away a lot of tickets. There may be some more that we'll give away, but this is going to be a great party down there at the Toyota Amphitheater for Deep Purple and Judas Priest on September 30th.
It's going to be an amazing event, as you pointed out, Max. Wow, that's so cool that those two records are in your favorites, a collection. And I tell you, Machine Head has always been one of mine.
Yeah.
You know, Ian Gillan is just a phenomenal singer. He's also been a big inspiration to me as a singer when I started. You know, I listened to a lot of other singers to kind of get an understanding of what the voice was capable of doing. And Ian was a tremendous inspiration for me. But yeah, this is going to be something very, very cool, Max. You know, the originators, really,
yeah,
the band that created and started this, it's like their own kind of style of heavy metal, hard rock, together on one stage on one night, and we can't wait to blast it out for you guys for this very special event.
We're here with Rob Halford, September 30th. Toyota Amphitheater, Deep Purple and Judas Priest. New album is called Firepower. If you don't have one, pick up a couple spares and get some for all your friends because it's so good. Now, Rob, it began in 1969. 1974, Rock-A-Rolla is released. There was some really incredible moments in the band's years to come. Victim of Changes, still one of my very favorites to play. And Beyond the Realms of Death. I mean, almost, you know, very, very artistic and almost progressive rock in the elements that they were just so powerful. And then the band really found gold with the and platinum with the album British Steel, which is just such an amazing piece of work. And then a bunch of hits would come when you look at the next albums that come, Screaming for Vengeance, which is still, I think, a lot of people's favorite ever Judas Priest album. When I talk to people, they say, oh, yeah, man, Defenders of the Faith, Turbo. It just goes on and on. And with, you know, the last couple albums, Nostradamus, Redeemer of Souls, and Firepower, you kind of went back to the, it kind of like, it's the twin companion to Screaming for Vengeance when you look at the two covers. You have them side by side.
You know, I think where we're at now, Mac, is, we're a band not dissimilar to some of our friends that kind of reassess what you have achieved over the times that you've been making music together, and you kind of want to refocus and really look at what could be regarded as like the backbone of what represents you as a group. And so that's what we did when Glenn and Richie and myself sat down to start writing the music of Firepower. We just kind of thought about some of those albums that you've mentioned, Max, you know, going right back to Sad Wings of Destiny, the roaring of Victim of Changes, Screaming for Vengeance, some Painkiller, definitely some British Steel. We didn't actually listen to those albums because I think there's a trap of kind of being caught in repetition there.
Right.
But we certainly thought about it. We thought about what was at the core of all of those records, what was at the core at the metal heart of Priest. And that's what kind of gave us the direction for the music of Firepower, Mac.
We're here with Rob Halford and the show coming up September 30th at Toyota Amphitheater with Deep Purple. We were just talking about Glenn, and bless his heart, you know, some great times that we had during the trial, going golfing with Glenn and KK, going up to Truckee for some Mexican food and having the owner of the restaurant bring out an accordion and asking us to play. And Glenn, bless his heart, whoops out some White Christmas on the accordion. How is Glenn doing? I know that it broke his heart. I mean, he has Parkinson's and he's working through his issues and trying to stay as healthy as possible, but had to drop off the tour. How are things with Glenn? Is he doing well?
Well, first of all, Mac, thank you for referencing some of those fantastic metal memories that we shared together. In fact, I still have the glorious Stars and Stripes that the fans signed for us. The fans gave us the Stars and Stripes on the steps of the courthouse.
Yeah.
You know, and I still have that. I still have that wrapped up in pristine condition.
Wow.
At my home in Phoenix.
Wow.
Let me just say that I'll pass on your thoughts and love to Glenn. He was just with us for a few shows.
Yeah.
It's particularly difficult for anybody to get on a long haul flight at this time of life, particularly when you're battling a Parkinson's.
Yeah.
But he tries to come out, but he can. you know, yeah. and he was with us for a few shows. He's gone back to England now just to rest up and get some more treatment.
Yeah.
But he's done incredibly well, man. And I tell you, Max, that the fact that you pointed out that song, No Surrender, that's Glenn's song right there, you know?
Yeah.
That's Glenn in the soul and spirit of the song, of what that album, of what that record is and piece of music is all about.
Wow. Yeah, he's such a sweetheart, such a great soul. And I'm so glad that he's working through his challenges. We're here with Rob Halford. The show is coming up September the 30th north of Sacramento, the Toyota Amphitheater. Now, let's go back to the trial, because in the early 80s, rock radio was king. I was on the air, a young 19-year-old boy, 20 years old, playing all the greatest albums of the time, which were the ones that were flying off the shelves at the record stores. You know, do you think about the records at the time? Quiet Riot, Van Halen, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Judas Priest. These records were just blowing out of the stores, and that was the great music of the time. And then there was this, without getting too much into detail, this sad moment when the band was suddenly blamed for an unfortunate incident by a very ambitious local attorney who really, really did a lot of damage to the musical community, because nationwide, a lot of radio stations started saying, oh, we got to be careful with what we play. And so many programmers started playing it safe and staying away from metal when it was metal that people wanted. And it's a very sad sort of set of circumstances. But we went to court together. We lived through it. We faced our challenges, and we put it to rest, and it was thrown out of court. And the beautiful thing about that was, I remember you sitting up there on the witness stand in Reno, Nevada, on trial, Judas Priest, for the music, and you look at the guy and you go, why would we want to kill our fans? That's how we make a living. You know, it was just a great moment. When I was in the same place, my comment was, hey, you know what? Let's get Bill Shakespeare up. I've had trouble with relationships ever since I've read Romeo and Juliet. It's his fault. And the thing was, you know, you don't blame the music. You don't blame the art. The art is what we all live for. And this is something that's propelled you guys to one of the most successful careers and endearing fans around the globe. You've spent your life playing music for people and making people happy and giving them great moments in their lives since it all began back home in 1969, some small boys. And Ian and you are side by side to this date from the very first record. And you know what, KK, God bless him. I know that he became a little bit frustrated with you guys doing your own projects, Glenn and you doing, you know, Fight. And I hope all is well in KK's world, because he brought so many great contributions. And the twin guitar attack of Glenn and KK was just one of the most amazing things to see live. But it makes us all very happy that Judas Priest, you know, just stood their ground and stayed strong and is still with us today.
Well, Max, that was just beautiful to listen to you say so. That was amazing words. I can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart. I think you've said everything that needed to be said on it. The most important thing that you said is that heavy metal will never die, you know.
No.
It's just this remarkable force of music that gives a pleasure to millions and millions of people all over the world. We come together at these festivals, these shows. We hang out with each other. We have good times with each other. We come to see the bands that we all like together. And so it is, you know. It's all about producing the best experiences and the best times that we can each share and have memories from. So I thank you for all those beautiful things you said, Max, and we can't wait to see you again.
Well, let's just wind things up and say, everybody, get your tickets, get yourself a copy of Firepower, because Judas Priest is alive and well. And one of the two of the great bands of all time are playing together. And don't miss this moment. You miss this moment, you're in a lot of trouble, because you're going to start missing more moments. And, you know, there's only so many moments in your life that you will take with you to the grave. And a chance to see Deep Purple and Judas Priest is one of those that you will remember for the rest of your life.
Max, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice. I look forward to seeing you when we get up to play for you guys very, very soon. All the best, buddy. Thank you, everybody. It's been a blast.